One of the areas we've done an extensive amount of research in is how the lungs handle fluid changes. And it's the ultimate problem that usually brings a heart failure patient into the hospital and causes readmission after readmission. And the causes of lung fluid buildup and mechanisms of removal are still somewhat unclear. There may be genetic factors that, you know, make some people more likely to have that problem. But it's also one of the main issues that brings a climber at high altitude into the ER, or, you know, becomes a life-threatening issue for them. And we think there's a lot of parallels. And so one of the goals of this study is to look at some of the mechanisms involved in lung fluid regulation. Specifically how nighttime oxygen levels might trigger problems with lung fluid regulation. And that takes us back to the heart failure patient again, because a lot of heart failure patients develop sleep apnea, central sleep apneas, and that also seems to be somewhat predictive of poor or adverse prognosis.